is a time to pay back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pay back for the sins that he has committed. For the life he has led of evil and sin and transgression and folly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pay for the sins he has committed. He was seized with so much fear that he made wasiya. He instructed his children that when I die, do not bury me. Do not bury me. Instead, burn my body, burn my corpse. Once the corpse has turned into ashes, take those ashes, scatter half on the land, and throw the other half in the ocean, so that there is no trace left of me. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to raise me on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyam. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ لَيُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا لَا يُعَذِّبُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am such a sinner, I have committed so much sins, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabs hold of me today, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish me with such a severe punishment with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ever punished anybody within the worlds, ever. I fear that the life I have led, the life I have lived, a life of sin, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make me pay back. His children carried out their father's wish. When he died, instead of burying him, they burnt him. And threw the ashes, scattered half of the ashes on land, and threw the other half in the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do what He pleases when He pleases. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْبَحْرَ فَجَمَعَ مَا فِيهِ وَأَمَرَ الْبَرَّ فَجَمَعَ مَا فِيهِ. He is the creator of the oceans. He is the creator of the earth, the heavens and the sky. Nobody can get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the heaven, ordered the ocean and the earth to gather the remains of the body. And he was brought back to life again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, لِمَا فَأَلْتَ هَذَا? And why did he do this? He replied, مِنْ خَشْيَتِكَ يَا رَبِّي وَأَنْتَ أَعْلَمْ. He replied, مِنْ خَشْيَتِكَ يَا رَبِّي وَأَنْتَ أَعْلَمْ. Oh Allah, you know that I did it because of you, because I feared you. Oh Allah, you know I did it because I feared you and I feared your punishment. Oh Allah, you know that I lived a life of sin and I knew, oh Allah, that if you grab hold of me, you would punish me with such a severe punishment with which you have never punished anybody before. Oh Allah, because of this fear, I ordered my children to burn my corpse and scatter the ashes on the land and in the ocean so that you are not able to resurrect me again. You are not able to put me life again and you are not able to punish me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in the preserved tablet, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That my mercy has surpassed my wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَغَفَرَ لَكَ. Go, you are forgiven. This is a person who has never done a good deed in his life. This is a person who has never done a good deed to his family. He spent all his life and spent his days in folly and transgression and living a life of evil. Yet this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful and the most kind. Let us move to the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala an, الذي أخرجه الإمام الترمذي. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُخَلِّصُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَنْشُرُ عَلَيْهِ 99 سِجِلًا كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْلُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ. It is the day of judgment. The awwaleen and the akhireen have all been made to assemble. All of creation is present. And judging takes place. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that all out of all those that have assembled, that are present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring out a person from amongst my followers on the day of judgment. In the presence of the awwaleen and the akhireen, of all of the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a person out in front of everybody. At the same time,